You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Joko.
And this is Haley.
And this is our new podcast called Permission to Stand. We were previously the Anna Munchies podcast, but we will still continue talking about kind of the same stuff, right?
Yes.
Except this time it's going to be more tuned towards
K-pop.
Especially
my specialty.
Haley's specialty.
BTS.
And we will have a little bit, a sprinkle of Blackpink here and there, right?
Right.
aespa, SHINee, and Hypen. Twice, maybe, you know, just whatever kind of
Big
current.
Big Bang.
Of course. Whatever current news or stuff going on in the K-pop world, we'll sprinkle a little bit of that on. But sometimes we will talk a little bit about Genshin Impact and maybe some anime sometimes, right?
Yep.
But that's pretty much it. So it's a little bit different from Anna Munchies Podcast. If you listen to us on Anna Munchies Podcast, thank you guys for listening to that.
Yeah, thanks guys.
This is our new chapter. We've kind of turned the page. Actually, not even turned the page. We closed the book.
Yeah.
And we're this is a new book.
New book.
So this is our Permission to Dance. Oh, Permission
Stand.
To Stand. I'm probably going to get that wrong a few times. But yes, Permission to Stand. So thanks for joining us. It's it's on the same platform, so you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast, basically wherever you listen to Anna Munchies Podcast before, right? So let's kind of get into it. This is our first episode for this new podcast.
Right.
But it's kind of crazy, everything that's been going on, especially with Haley's specialty.
BTS.
Because all us ARMY, we fought in the trenches.
Right, this week.
This week.
What
week is this?
Goodness.
If you're listening to this like later on, this is the week. This is the weekend, literally the Saturday that we're recording this. We will be actually doing episodes on Fridays, but right now, today's Saturday. But aside from that, this is the Saturday where general sales was supposed to be released for
BTS's Permission to Dance on LA
tour, yeah, at the SoFi. Or Sophie?
I think SoFi.
I
guess
SoFi.
I was wrong.
Haley's
I always thought it was
Sophie.
It sounds cuter, right?
Because it's not Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Unless
so
you're
I guess
talking
it's
about a
SoFi Stadium.
So SoFi Stadium. And yeah, the whole madness just ensued within the past few days.
Yeah. So like ever since they announced their tour, when was that? Like a couple of weeks ago?
So like isn't that crazy? They announced that they were going to go tour like literally a month, if not less, than when the tickets were going to go on sale.
Right.
And they're going to be performing, like, only, like, two or less than 3 months. From the announcement, which is, like, it was, like,
no one was ready, basically. Everyone was, like, they just dropped this bomb on us. Like, how are we even able to save for this? We weren't prepared.
There's no way to react. We didn't know it. All ARMY around the globe
panicked. Everyone was panicking because they're, like, oh, my gosh, like, is this going to be the only concert they're doing? Are these the only tour dates? So, like, they only announced tours for LA, four shows, but that was it.
Yeah, and because some people, I mean, when the initial announcement came out, I remember I seeing people saying, like, oh, wait, is this, I thought it was online. And they're kind of mixing it up with online.
Yeah, because there's meant to be an online, and it's named the same thing. It's Permission to Dance on Stage, which is the online one.
So the one, right. Yeah. So, but this one ended up being an actual in-person
concert,
offline,
yeah, basically
concert tour that they're holding here in LA at the SoFi Stadium, which mm-hmm. is kind of close near LAX kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the biggest problem with that was, first, it's, you know, our international global army friends and family, right?
Yeah, they're not able to
come. How the heck
come.
Are they gonna, like, you have to buy an international ticket,
yeah, but
to,
then,
all the way to here, the US,
but then it's like, I don't know, like, are they even able to come? Because, like, I was talking to my friend in Japan, and she said that I don't think, like, they're able to fly to the U.S. yet.
Yeah, so
without
that's
quarantining,
why. So some countries are not even allowed to come, you know, to the U.S. And even if they are, their own country might have their own,
like, restrictions yeah.
from
letting
traveling
them fly
to certain
out.
Countries. Because mm-hmm. the U.S. is one of them, like, you know, on, like, a lot of Asian lists and
yeah.
stuff like that. So It's a really difficult situation. So it sucks for a lot of army that are, you know, out of the country, like, let alone out of the state.
Right.
I mean, because there's also army here in the U.S. and
people are even having trouble with that.
Map of the Soul was, you know, there was a tour like nine other cities.
Yeah, nine other cities.
U.S.
Yeah.
And now it's all in L.A.
Right, four shows.
Four shows.
Accommodating the whole freaking U.S.
November, what is it, 28, 29?
27, 28.
So November 27, 28, which is Saturday, Sunday,
then,
right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then December 1st and 2nd.
And that falls the week right after on a Wednesday, Thursday. So it's a little unique, like the dates, right?
Yeah.
And what happened was the biggest thing, everyone, that you guys probably have seen, witnessed, you know, you guys were in there too. I'm sure there's heartbreaking stories from you guys mm-hmm. and also, you know, really amazing good stories, right? Good
right.
ending, mm-hmm. good ending stories.
Yeah.
Because there was like they released 5 days of pre-sales.
Right. Isn't
like
that
different
crazy?
Different kinds of pre-sales.
Five pre-sales.
Day one pre-sale. Like if you were able to get the pre-sales day one, which was, that's on Tuesday, right?
Right. That was October 5th.
So that one was open to everyone who had tickets to the original Map of the Soul tour
right.
that was canceled, but only the VIP ticket holders,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you were a VIP ticket holder, you were lucky enough to get, you know, that
yeah.
day.
Yeah. So you got day one of ticket sales.
Like, we're going to kind of go through the days what was being released in case some people didn't know. And
yeah.
then I want to also explain the madness and bullshit afterwards. So don't worry. We will get to that bullshit mm-hmm. for sure. So day two was just the regular general ticket holders
for Map of the Soul. Yeah.
That was including us.
That was us. Yeah.
So we had that because we had decent seats we had pretty okay seats. So that was us. We were able to go in on that Wednesday.
Yeah. Which is October 6th.
So the next day was saved for
army,
mm-hmm. army members,
army,
like actual
yeah.
paid, you know, if you're part of the army membership, like the BTS membership,
yeah.
you were given a code.
Yes.
To enable you to get into the pre-sales. That's how it was. Every day, like, you get a specific code if you met the conditions of,
yeah.
you know, being part of that pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
So army came in. They were able to get their tickets, right?
Right.
And then after that was supposed to be the actual pre-sale for
verified
Ticketmaster holders,
yeah,
or like whoever signed up,
yeah.
So that was supposed to be Friday, and today, Saturday,
it's meant
to
be general
sale, the general sale, like just anybody,
yeah, free for all, basically.
Free for all. Here's the thing, I'm gonna go reverse. There's no free for all because everything was gone. You were invited to the buffet or to the party, yet there was no food anymore.
Yep.
That's
absolutely
basically what happened.
Everything was sold out already.
Yeah, so that was the shitty part for today. Like, everything was sold out already, and a big chunk of that was in due to the pre-sales the day before, which was supposed to be yesterday, Friday.
Yes.
The verified fan pre-sales, right?
Yeah, but even they got screwed over.
Here's the thing. Every verified fan pre-sale person I knew that signed up,
including
us
yeah.
and all our friends,
Everyone was waitlisted.
We all got this weird email from Ticketmaster saying that we were on the waitlist.
What does that even mean?
You know what it meant? Well, if you tuned on to Twitter and you checked out what the hell was going on, what it meant was there's like, pass holders for SoFi mm-hmm. Stadium. So a lot of these pass holders are usually sports fans holders, like for the whatever team. Like, for example,
football.
You know, like, in this case it was football. I'm giving an example that mostly, like Staples Center, which has basketball mm-hmm. most of the time, or like NHL or hockey stuff. It's like, oh, okay, if a Lakers like fan or Lakers pass holder, like season pass holder, has it, then they're welcome to getting the tickets before everyone.
Right.
That's exactly what happened with SoFi Stadium. They had SoFi Stadium pass holders get some pre-sale before the pre-sale?
Exactly. That's, it was like not even announced or anything. It was like freaking sneaky.
It was a secret pre-sale before the public pre-sale.
Yeah.
And the people in the public pre-sale got effed over because no one could even get into the public pre-sale because everyone was quote-unquote waitlisted.
Right.
So if your only choices or chances at getting BTS tickets were on the general sale Saturday or the verified pre-sale on Friday,
you're screwed.
You're not getting tickets at face value because all of it was taken and bought up by a bunch of season pass holders for, like, I think it was like the Rams or Chargers.
I think it's Chargers.
And then those guys are on Facebook reselling all the BTS tickets.
Yeah, you want to know for how much though?
How much?
Freaking $3,000 to like $10,000.
And we're talking about like $3,000 and like $1,000 for like nosebleeds, like 500s. Yeah. And then the $10,000 seats to like, even we saw a ticket for 50,000, guys.
That's such a freaking joke. $50,000. No one's going to buy that.
That was like on the ground level, like A1.
Yeah.
That was insane. I couldn't believe that bullshit. And then, so you got effed over. If you're an Army membership person, then hopefully you got lucky enough to still get it on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what we noticed? They saved some tickets like for each tier kind of thing.
Right.
So like day one.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Like, so there was like a little bit more was open like each day.
Right.
But they still had random restrictions. It's like sound check was available for day one presale and then not available day two, which was us.
Yeah.
But then again, it was back day three and then it was available sound check for these SoFi pass holders.
Who are not even BTS fans.
I don't know why. Basically, the only day that didn't get it was us. Because I don't know, for some crazy reason, they chose not to.
We got screwed over so badly.
Yeah, so that was really dumb that soundcheck wasn't available.
Because like, they basically announced that too. Like when we were in the waiting room to get tickets. And then like 3 minutes in, they're like, oh, by the way, there is no soundcheck available today. I was like, what? And you're telling us now?
And I remember going to Twitter right after that announcement. Everyone is like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, they better not have soundcheck for, like, some dump, like, the verified fan, like, day, because it's not fair to those people.
And they did have it the next day.
Yeah, and they had it for, like, that, and then they had it for the SoFi Stadium pass holders. Which now you could find if you want to go on StubHub, TickPick, or any of these other, like, reselling sites, because...
Do not buy. Soundcheck is. Don't buy from them, guys.
You don't want to enable these people, and also you don't want to pay 10 to 20 times the price,
right?
Because that's basically what all of them are now, which is insane. Like for every day, obviously day one, you know the
yeah
first
day one
day
is the most sought after so because expensive. That's going to be like the first day that BTS has performed in front of ARMY for almost 2 years now, so it's like gonna be super emotional.
No, it's vice versa. It's like they want to see us and we want to see them. Obviously, like it's gonna probably be a crazy fun but very like emotional like a concert, like tour date. Day one is like, you know, like a day of reckoning kind of thing.
It's so crazy though thinking about it now, because it's like in LA and it's not their first concert back in Korea. Not even their like hometown.
It's like, how come
it's here? I don't know.
Tour in Korea first, and surprisingly nothing in New York,
right?
Because New York is kind of like the big city in the East Coast of the US.
It would have helped if they had other ones, because then not everyone was going for LA shows.
Yeah, so everyone, like not just the West Coast people, but like Midwest and even the East Coast people are all coming flooding down.
Yeah, it's all North America basically.
Yeah.
Like 50 states, they're all freaking coming here.
And I mean, that's what's even more challenging, cuz I mean, you know, it's fair that we're going to be going up against other army, right?
Right.
Even if it's like new army, like baby army got into that during, you know, cuz I mean with all the English songs that they had, a lot of new armies
came out the pandemic.
Pandemic army.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So that's totally fine. The big problem that we had, and the issue that I think a lot of other army had, was, you know, these scalpers and pass holders. Because there were scalpers, I'm sure, from the original map of the Soul Tour.
Yeah, there was, because they got the code.
Yeah, so people were already reselling tickets, like, after the day one presale.
So that's how
it kind of opened your eyes to, like, oh, a lot of people were actually already scalping it. So the scalpers every day.
Like, does this only happen here in the U.S.? Does it happen in Korea?
How often?
In Japan? Yeah. I feel like they have a better way.
If there's any international, you know, viewers or people listening to this, can you let us know? You can leave a comment, or we're going to use our old email, animunchiesla@gmail.com. I don't know if we're going to put this on YouTube. Maybe we'll just put the sound and everything. But I want to know, is this a problem in Asia?
Because, like, I feel like in the U.S. for everything, there's always scalpers.
Any concert,
event,
like, no matter how big or small the artist is, always scalpers, like, trying to, like, buy tickets to resell. Is that how it is in Asia or, like, even South America?
Yeah, Brazil, or do they have, like, a freaking better system to prevent that?
Yeah, or is it, like, not allowed? I mean, I don't know. That's what's kind of crazy.
Because technically, like, the pre-sales was to, like, prevent that. But did it prevent it? No.
It obviously didn't. Yeah. There's no way to control it.
Because they're everyone's going to get a code. Like, the fans are only going to get a code. But then, like, there was so many scalpers, so, like, they obviously bought it from the last show to get those codes.
Exactly. So it's kind of like that's the endless cycle
right here
in America. I don't know how it is anywhere else, so please let us know, because I'm curious to know myself.
Right.
But, you know, let's kind of, we've been talking almost 50 minutes of sadness and depression.
Because it was, like, emotional. This whole freaking week was, like, I had anxiety. I couldn't even sleep the week before because I was thinking about these ticket sales.
Isn't that crazy? Haley couldn't sleep the week before just because she's thinking about
it. You know what, though?
Sales.
I wasn't the only one, though. Like, a lot of people that were trying to buy these tickets felt the same way. Like, all my friends, they told me the same thing. They're like, I just want these ticket sales to be over so I can move on with my life.
Well, now we can move on.
Yes.
Whether it be sadness or happiness, we can finally move on. And, I mean, thanks for bringing back the mood down, Haley, because I was going to just try to tell everyone that we were, like, at least lucky enough to get tickets ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got day one.
Yes.
And, oh my gosh,
guys. That experience was horrible.
When I got in, guys, I got in. And every time I try, because we were trying to get a group of four, because our Haley's friends from Hawaii are coming, and Haley's BFF, I should say, right?
Yeah.
And you know, so maximum ticket amount was four.
Yes.
So I was grabbing four, and what makes it hard is because, you know, there's four of us. There's seats where it's like, you know, you probably get better seats when it's a group of two.
Yeah.
But so I'm fighting for four. Every time I tried checking out, it's
it's taken.
These tickets no longer exist.
Yeah.
And so that happened a few times, but, you know, like, one time I was like, F it, and I did a filter to, like, get the top four tickets.
Yeah.
And then I just checked out, and we were able to at least walk out with 200s, right?
Maybe. Yeah. But then even before that, you got kicked out, remember?
And before that, I somehow got kicked out of, like, the actual thing, and it was going to put me back in queue. And when I got back in the queue, I was like 2,000, then it warped back to one, and I got back in again.
Got really lucky, because there have been people that they kept getting kicked out multiple times, but they would be put back in 2,000
plus. All the way over 2,000 again, like, back to the line. It's like I got out of the line, and I was able to sneak back in.
Yeah,
somehow.
He got back in first.
I have no idea what happened. And this is for anyone that's curious about what was going on. I know a lot of people were using their laptops or computers. Mm-hmm. I was on the Ticketmaster mobile app.
Yes.
So I was just on the app the whole time.
Maybe he was lucky.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. So that's something to consider in the future if you're going to try to attempt to do this madness again. If
you're
emotionally ready to do it again. Yeah, so I was able to grab us in the 200s day one. So yes, I mean,
we get to see them.
It's funny because I think we were kind of like, oh man, I wish we got closer a floor. Like after the days passed, you really get a perspective of how thankful you should be for any tickets. Because like even like the 500 nosebleeds, like we wouldn't want to sit there personally, but they were selling out. And you're like, you know, on Friday and today.
Yeah, there are the people that are day, like,
quote unquote, the last 2 days of pre-sales, right? There's nothing left.
Right.
So even if you have the 500s, like if you want to buy that from a scalper, it's already those tickets are like, yeah, it's like maybe like 300 to 500 still.
Yeah.
For really like basically no bad seats.
Those are bad seats. But people say like, there's no bad seat at a BTS concert. Because like, wouldn't you rather be there though than not have
plus
it
the
at
screen
all?
Is SoFi Stadium has a really nice, cool like all like a big screen on top, so you could watch it. Either way, you're at least able to say you were there.
No,
you're,
yeah, because like, I was gonna say
in the heat of
like,
the, like everything.
There's these people that I keep seeing posting. They're basically like begging for like 400, 500 section because they have no tickets at all. So it's like, damn.
Yeah, like that, and then I remember. Like I said, I was like, oh man, there's like 500s. Like, I don't know if we're lucky enough we got 200s.
Right.
But I'm like, would I want to even sit in 500? And you know what? At this point, if you weren't able to get anything else, of course you would.
Yeah, of course.
And any day, too. Like, shit, you'll take the day off during the week if it's December 1st or 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, lucky enough, we got that. And, man, I'm just excited that we got tickets at least, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially for day one.
And then, because, I mean, every day will be special if as long as you're able to get, you know, good seats and tickets, right, in general. Mm-hmm. So, congrats to everyone that got it. You know, if you didn't get it, but, you know, you're an actual ARMY and not, like, a scalper or someone that has just, you know, there's people who have ticket FOMO even though they don't know the artists, really.
Yeah, so dumb.
So if as long as, you know, you're an ARMY, I mean, I'm hoping and praying that something can happen where, like, what you would do is probably wait, like, a week beforehand. Just keep those dates available in your, like, your calendar. Just start checking all the pre-sale places.
Or they'll drop not pre-sale, it.
The reseller places. Because mm-hmm. all these websites and apps, they'll probably drop the prices when they're like, crap, I can't sell it or no one's buying it for my ridiculously 50 times the price, right?
Yeah, because like a lot of people, I think like some of our friends do that too. They wait for the day before the concert and check like
that's
if
like
there's
YOLO
anything.
Because it exactly. happens though. Yeah. I do that for like basketball
tickets.
We
did that for like one of the Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah, so like see, it's like it's possible to still do that. So don't give up hope. Like if you're able to really get that date off and you know you're going to be able to go, just save up your money and just, you know, check all the StubHub and TickPick are the big ones for me. TickPick is really good because I use that for a lot of stuff because it's the only app and website that I know of that there's no hidden fees. Like whatever you see is the price you're going to pay for.
Right.
Because, you know, after you check out with StubHub, Vivid Seats and all these other places, it's like, oh, there's a freaking convenience fee. Processing fee. Like an extra, like it adds up to like an extra $50 or even more.
Yeah.
So just like look around and don't give up hope.
Yeah. For those people though that live in LA, that might be a little bit easier than someone that has to travel from out.
Yeah.
That's because true they're too. Like, shoot, they have to buy like their plane ticket and
that's
plan
totally
stuff.
True.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of people that would buy it would be like LA ARMY or like people that are in Vegas
maybe
San Diego.
That's true too. Like as long as you're around, you know, within like the area of Southern California, like nearby, you have hope. So I mean, like if you're able to drive, like just keep checking those tickets because I know for sure that some of them will probably like end up going near face value or maybe like
less
one
sometimes.
And a half.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go less for BTS.
Maybe,
not unless it's like the day of.
Oh, yeah. Day off,
kind
probably.
Of, it happens sometimes, but it's like
people get desperate.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the reverse flip coin, because I've seen it myself, is like everyone is waiting and desperate, thinking that, you know, people will lower prices the day of or the day before.
Mm.
And it doesn't happen.
And then they just buy
it. So they just buy whatever they see. And it's obviously still like 3 times, 5 times as much.
Sucks.
But that's the reality of how it is here. Man, like I really hope all you guys get to watch it and we get to, you know, see you guys on day one, or we're also going day three, right?
Yes.
So we're lucky enough to get day three. I cannot believe where we're at for day three, but yeah, we have day three also, so we'll be there. I have a friend from college. She told me she's going with her sisters or her friends all 4 days.
Damn.
Like, it's a mix of, like, 300s, I think, to 500 seats. But see, that's why it doesn't matter, as long as you're there.
Right. They just, I mean, like, being there is, like, the experience.
Because you never know, because who knows when Jin and Suga are going to end up really going to the military. We don't know if this might actually be somehow, like, one of the few tours that's available.
So if you go to all four concerts, you're, like, making up for
fill.
It.
Exactly. You'll get your fill.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's been crazy. This week has been insane. Haley's been stressed and anxiety.
Yeah, it's giving me a headache.
Yeah, and but you know, we're one of the few people that walked away from the war.
People kept saying it was like Squid Game.
Yeah, we crossed the line.
Yes, like without getting shot or pulled away. Yeah.
So I'm happy that we were in a good situation, and I hope whoever was shot down by the girl that turned around in Squid Game.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, you'll be able to find something. You know, right before. Don't give up hope. Mm-hmm. Fighting, right?
You're fighting.
So that's it. I think that's enough BTS for me. Because yes. I think that was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Out of everybody this week. But everyone's had enough BTS for this week a little bit.
Right.
There's, like I said, we talk about other stuff too. If you listen to our past podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what also came out recently that we haven't really talked about?
Mm.
Since our last time we ever recorded, aespa.
Aespa.
They finally had their mini album. Yay! And you know what's crazy? And this is their first mini album. Their mini album actually had more than two songs.
What is that, six?
More than an actual, because like, you know what the other K-pop, like, we'll say like Rosie's, like, it's supposed, hers was a quote-unquote mini album too, right?
Yeah, she had two songs.
So it's like, theirs had, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six, yeah.
And the... I feel like it's because they promoted it and they announced it as their first mini album.
Right.
I feel like this is not a mini album. This is like a full album for like K-pop stan.
Oh, I guess.
So it's good though. Yeah. I mean, if you're an aespa stan, because I'm trying to think. They only had Next, like all their other songs were singles. Yeah. So this is their actual first.
What was it? Black Mamba, Next Level.
And then that one like kind of like winter song. I forgot what it was
called. Christmas sounding song.
It reminds
song.
Me of Christmas.
Yeah.
And so they had all that, but so they released, I think the main song from this album was Savage. They had a music video. We watched it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long song. It's pretty long. It's really cool, but at the same time, they jump back and forth between different sounds and genres kind of thing a lot.
Yeah.
That's like, I guess, I'm not complaining, but I guess that's like the one thing that I'm not used to,
I guess. Think that's their sound.
That might be their thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, they had a couple other songs on their album.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. I really liked, I think, Yippie Yippie.
Oh my God.
That one reminded me of Twice. It was really like high, pop. Like poppy and like high energy. And then
cheery.
The last song of the album, I think, Lucid Dream.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot because it was like R&B. It like felt like R&B. So that was really cool.
I haven't actually listened to their album
yet. I feel like I'm the only one that listened to the full album right now because I was able to listen to it while I was working. Mm-hmm. So it was good though. I mean, it was nice to hear something refreshing. And plus, I'm just glad they finally had an album because I feel like everyone was worried. I'm like, what's SM doing? Why aren't they not released like their album yet?
Yeah.
Like, why do they not have anything except singles?
Yeah.
So I mean, look at Blackpink, right?
Right. But then aespa just debuted like last year, right? So I mean, it's pretty good that they already have
Blackpink. Kind of took a while till they had like a full album kind of thing, quote unquote. So I mean, hopefully we'll hear more of aespa. They look they're all really pretty too, and there's four of them, right? So it's like almost like SM's like Blackpink-ish kind of thing, what they're trying to go for.
Mm-hmm. I think
do you have a bias for aespa?
Winter
Do you have a record?
No
Wow. I think mine...
I don't need to have
my bias, I think... I'm really torn between Winter and Karina, so I can't... I'll have to get back to everyone.
It would be like Winter and then just the other three.
Mine is
the same.
I really like Winter and Karina a lot. Then the other two is kind of just, you know, I know they're behind these two. So that's it for that. And, you know, check out aespa. I've been listening to it on Spotify, I'm sure. They have an album, too, I think. Like, physical copy and all this stuff, too.
Yeah, of course.
And you know what? Let's bring up a quick anime thing.
Oh, yes. So we recently found out that Way of the House Husband is not even a second season though.
Yeah, so it's on Netflix. We've talked about Way of the House Husband before, which is like a funny gag type of anime. It has like really short skits, right?
Yeah, it's about a Yakuza.
Yeah, Yakuza guy who's a house husband.
Yeah.
So he's like really... He's retired. It's like a retired Yakuza. But he's like really... He still kind of looks young.
Yeah, like, he's probably like it's 40s. Yeah.
But he's so funny. Like, because he's really into being a house husband and cooking and all this.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. Like,
makes cute bentos.
You should check it out. It's really great. Yeah, so they... out of nowhere... Because I didn't know about it.
Yeah, we didn't know.
They have a... I guess a part two to season one, right?
Yeah.
Like another like six episodes.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. My favorite part was when like we were talking about it with a couple of our other friends that actually told us about it. Like Mark, our friend Mark told us about it because we didn't even know.
Yeah. They're like, oh, by the way, have you seen the new season? No, we're like, the new episodes? We're like, nope.
And then they're like, oh, we watched all the episodes basically already. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, instead of like Costco,
it's called Dosco. And then Daiso, but Daiso then it's spelled with a Z.
Daiso. Yeah. It's so funny. But yeah, it's great. It's the same type of comedy skits and gag
stuff. It's super random. Have. So random.
This has definitely been more random gag animes, but this is like a good amount of random and silliness, right?
Yeah. He really loves and takes it seriously about being a house husband.
Yes, he's a man of honor.
He's all about cooking and cleaning.
And it's, oh my God, it's so good. If you haven't checked it out, guys, The Way of the House Husband, it's on Netflix. I don't know where else it's on.
Yeah, I think it's only Netflix.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
Check it out. Genshin. I just want to bring up Genshin because we talk about Genshin. Haley got Kokomi.
Yay! We haven't talked about that yet?
Which is basically herself. Not on this podcast,
right? Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
So,
yeah. I pulled for Kokomi and I got her.
The exact same hair colors.
Yep.
If you didn't know, Haley has pink and purple hair.
Just like Kokomi.
She's a real-life Kokomi, except she can't throw water fish.
Or create waves, I guess.
So
heal people.
That's what's exciting, right?
Yeah.
We're waiting for...
I didn't use my 50-50 either. Or I didn't lose to it. Whatever you guys call it. I got her.
Yeah, yay! So... And then, you know, the... One other thing I want to bring up before we end. They had that one event where if you joined and you said a little note to, like, a character, right?
On Mihoyo's thing. Oh, yeah.
Like, 90% of people got Mora.
Is that what the was it for?
I think
for?
That was it was for.
Oh.
And then 10% got the Welkin. And I've seen memes and GIFs everywhere on
How
Instagram.
Do they choose it? Is it random?
Yeah.
Or do they actually read it?
I don't know. I hope they read it. If they read it, I'm one of those 10% guys.
But then who did you write to?
Zhongli. I wrote to Zaddy Zhongli.
Yeah, that's why.
Thanking him for protecting me through our adventures together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they did it through that. Maybe this might not even be related to it. I don't know.
That's why I was like, what is this for?
But so I got it. And it's crazy because all our other group of friends, we have like a whole like, group chat and Instagram with friends from like all the way to Canada and
how many
Bay
are there
area.
Like 10 people in there
and Hawaii and I was the only one that got it, so it's kind of crazy. It really was 10% like that chance.
So, but well, how much was the Mora, like 100,000? I think it was like a fair amount.
Not enough.
I should have been like 1 million, I guess.
But that's it for the Genshin news.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Kokomi. I am trying to flex.
I was like, Kokomi's banner is going to end soon.
Yes, Kokomi's banner's ending soon. There's a word that Tartaglia, or Child, is going to be
Child
coming
again.
Back.
What, for his third rerun?
So this is a good, his third rerun, ladies and gentlemen. Also, they're reworking how he's going to look. They're going to make him more brown-haired, apparently. And after that, so do not, if you want to save, go ahead and save, because I'm
saving for Toma.
Use this banner to save, because after that, it's apparently might be Hu Tao with Toma. So Toma's really good. He has shields and and he's cool. I like Toma. Play with the Japanese voices because we are otakus that way. Because a lot of the voice actors are like from anime characters we know.
Yes.
Toma, for example, is Ichigo from Bleach. Like the Ichigo.
So
from
crazy.
The Bleach. So, there's a bunch of other ones. Just check it out. It's really fun to kind of see. Like, you're like, oh my God, this is this person and this is that person, right?
Yeah, there's a lot actually that I simp for.
Like mine is because I'm my main character. I run with Ayaka.
Oh, wasn't
baby girl Ayaka, and she's like a lot of the voice
Shinobu,
actors.
Shinobu, right?
Yeah, Shinobu from
Demon Slayer.
But the main one is she's also from Snafu and. Oh, man, I can't even think. There's just so many. Look it up yourself.
I was going to say for mine, but I don't even have him as a character. But Razor is Miyamura.
Oh, yeah. If you're...
Oh, I'm like, what?
For all you Horimiya people out there, she's not just... Because Miyamura is Suki from Haikyuu.
He's other stuff, too, though. Yeah, so it's
pretty crazy. So if you're playing Genshin Impact, maybe we could play with each other someday. We'll talk more about it in other episodes when, you know, new versions come out, new events.
Mm-hmm. So they always have events.
Like I said, K-pop, Genshin Impact, and a sprinkle of anime, right?
Yes.
So, damn. All that BTS wore me out.
I know. So well, it wore me out for like how many weeks now?
So tune into our new podcast, which is this one you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called, Haley?
Permission to Stan. And for those that don't know what Stan means, it means stalker fan, but then not in a negative way.
When it comes to like K-pop and stuff,
yeah, it's not negative. Like, it just means like you're a huge, huge fan of that group.
The
basically.
Negative connotation in terms of K-pop fans is
Saesung.
Saesungs. Those are the crazy ones that send letters to their like their idols they're in love with like the
pubic
letters
hair.
Written with their period blood.
Yeah, but then they send pubic
crazy
hair.
Shit.
That's like crazy shit.
Sending panties and all. Those are Saesungs. We're just stans.
Yeah.
So, and if you know Permission to Dance. Which is BTS's song.
Yes.
That's why. Permission to Stan.
Yes.
We thought it was cool. So we went with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, more K-pop talk, especially BTS, right?
Yeah.
More sprinkle
lots
of Genshin. Yeah, a lot of BTS. BTS every episode, practically.
Yeah.
Sprinkle of Genshin, sprinkle of anime. Tune us every Friday is our goal.
Okay.
Okay, Haley?
Okay.
This is the first time she heard about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, every Friday. So we'll have it up. You know, we'll probably pre-record before then and have it available Friday mornings so our friends on the commute can listen to us coming home or coming back or going to work and have a more lighthearted podcast to listen to, right?
Yes.
And that's it. So thank you, everyone, for joining us wherever you are around the globe. As always,
peace.
Take care and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.